I have a question. I have been reading and then contemplating on the fact that the creation is complete, perfect, peaceful, and harmonious. On the other hand, the world is kind of chaotic and unorganized. The main function of our mind is to allow us to gather knowledge and wisdom, but our mind is also the source of duality, and it's also the creator of ego. Is that correct?
Yeah, ego is mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're one and the same.
Why does the unconscious mind exist? And what's the source of that unconscious mind? And the source of the duality.
Well, I can only tell you about my own realization. Most Precious talks about when it was asked, I asked, why creation? Why are we here? The answer was something like that, you're neither here nor there. The source of manifestation is the reality. Now, why did the duality started? Honestly, God, I pondered throughout my life and I cannot give you an answer. The only thing I can say that would release us to even have an answer is that what we think ourselves to be, in reality, it isn't. And once we sit on the ground of reality, which is the silence and the home, the manifestation no longer exists for us. And even when the five senses see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, it's not going to be the same grossity to it. It's not the same quality anymore. But to say why perfection allowed the imperfection to be on the surface of the water, I couldn't answer you. At least now I don't know. But then again, when the Maya becomes more unreal for us, then it swallows this question. It has for me, I mean, I don't question it anymore, nor do I want to find out, because I did that for years. Now, transcending it is the way to go. It would be like you being, I've given this example many, many times before, by doing that, you're getting nourished from the roots, from the seed, rather than finding out why the leaves look the way they look, or the fruit is not as sweet as it should be. Why is one fruit sweeter than the other, or juicier than the other? So the tree is the manifestation of that seed. Pondering a little bit about it, what happens to you that you decide to leave all of that and go back to staying unmoved by the duality as much as you can?
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.